The Clinton administration will join in a court challenge to a recently passed California law that bans the use of race and sex preferences in state programs. White House spokesman Mike McCurry said today that after a meticulous review, the Justice Department has decided that Proposition 209 is unconstitutional, but the department's attorneys are still debating exactly how to get involved. NPR's Chitra Raghavan reports.
Proposition 209 affects public hiring, contracting, and education. The controversial law was approved in the November elections by 54% of California voters. The Justice Department began to review the initiative to see if there was a sound legal basis to join the lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union. Yesterday, Justice Department officials told the White House counsel, in their opinion, the law is unconstitutional. Mike McCurry.
The arguments have related to the nature of discrimination, denying a identified group, in this case women and minorities, access to a process that would be available to other identified groups, i.e. veterans, students of alumni, athletes, access to obviously the public education system in the state.
McCurry said even before the elections, the president had decided Proposition 209 is bad policy and was waiting to see if the Justice Department could show it is also bad law. McCurry said the president believes rather than mending what's wrong with affirmative action programs that exist, Proposition 209 would abolish them altogether, something he's opposed to. Last month, U.S. District Judge Thelton Henderson issued a temporary restraining order barring state agencies from enforcing the measure, saying there was a strong possibility the law was unconstitutional. Then in early December, Henderson extended the restraining order to the University of California, temporarily barring it from adopting 209's provisions. Mark Rosenbaum, one of the ACLU lawyers who filed the lawsuit against Proposition 209, said today that the federal government will be a powerful ally.
I think it adds a red, white, and blue nail to Proposition 209's coffin. And I think it's a ringing endorsement of Judge Henderson's temporary restraining order that Proposition 209 unconstitutionally disables government from remedying past gender and race discrimination.
But Manny Klausner disagrees. Klausner is representing the group that brought Proposition 209 to the ballot. He says the administration is responding to a small, shrill minority that believes in quotas.
This is not a partisan issue. There are people of all political persuasions who support the idea that we should have equality of rights without quotas and without preferences. And for the Clinton administration to come now and say that the nearly 5 million Californians who voted in favor of the California Civil Rights Initiative to end quotas and preferences, that their views should be opposed in court by making this extraordinary legal argument that there's something unconstitutional about the California Civil Rights Initiative, this is really a very sad day.
The Justice Department is saying Proposition 209 is unconstitutional partly because of a 1992 Supreme Court decision in Washington versus Seattle School District. The court struck down a local statute limiting school busing. The court said the ordinance made it more difficult for one group, blacks, to petition government for a court-appointed remedy for discrimination, namely busing. That violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, the court said. Mike McCurry said today the Justice Department will actively participate in the ACLU's lawsuit, but a Justice Department official said that decision has not yet been made. The department could also merely file a friend of the court or amicus brief. The source said the question is not if to get involved, but how. I'm Chitra Raghavan in Washington.